Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and welcome to the Voices of Courage show. Today, we're going to be talking about the courage to pivot. What does that mean? Well, have you ever had to change course? Have you ever had to redirect what you're doing? Of course you have. We all have. And pivoting is really important. You know, sometimes things happen in life, and whether it be a loss of a loved one, loss of a job, loss of something that you have no control over. Okay. And for you to be able to be resilient, powerful, ready to take the next level of understanding or success on, we have to be able to pivot in a way that makes sense. Then that makes sense to you? So my guest today that I have on today, we're going to be talking about that. She has a book out, and we're going to be talking about her book. And we're going to be talking about how you can, no matter what's coming at you, right? You know, whether it's somebody telling you something that you don't like, how fast can you pivot? How fast can you stay in your power and move over to the next level? You know, it's part of it is emotional intelligence, being able to not take on things that aren't your own, right? But there's a lot more to pivoting than that. Pivoting is really a skill set that we develop so that we can remain powerful no matter what's happening in our world. All right, we're going to be talking about this, taking a deep dive in it. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to take a break, and then we'll come right back. Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Hi everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault,
back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault,
back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best
evidence. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
We have enough information, just Google it or AI it. What the world needs today is courage and wisdom. The courageous ones have moved us forward. These are the fearless, the ones with determination, the resilient ones. They have grit and rise to meet the challenges and opportunities. They encourage, empower, and enlighten us to all glow up, shift our thinking, and step into our greatness. Yes, these are the ones who have led the way. Now, listen to the courageous ones of today and step into your courage.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and today I have a very special guest, Trish Yan. Trish, welcome to the show. It's good to have you.
Hi, Ken. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, it's really, we were talking in the green room before this and getting to know you. It's really great to have you here. You've got a lot of wisdom to share. For those of you that don't know Trish, Trish Aryan is the founder of Tri Advisors, which is a coaching and consulting firm that partners with clients to transform their lives and amplify their businesses. She works with clients to define their personal narratives and create lives that they've always dreamed of. And her passion is helping people live out their dreams. As a single working mother and certified leadership coach, Trish melds empathy and understanding of the experience and accountability. That's good. Pivotry, which is the art of shifting, is Trish's guiding principle, and she wrote a book to inspire single parents, particularly single moms, and let them know despite their hardships, she was able to muscle through because her intention and purpose, and so can you, single mom or single dad. You know, I'm so glad you wrote this book, and I'm not sure if you were able to hear the monologue, but the skill of being able to pivot when great challenges or even small challenges meet us is really an art. I guess this might be a science to it, but it's definitely an art. Tell me what inspired you to write your book, Pivotry.
I think as a coach, I would share my stories with clients, and I would, you know, coaches always ask questions, but sometimes I interject, and the little bits I would share, people would say, you need to share your story. You need to share with other people how you came from here to there. And I didn't just have to do it once in my life. I've had to do it over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. So there was always these moments where I had to keep finding the strength within me to keep going or to keep just to do what I had to do. Right. So it's
you were a single mom up until I believe last year you mentioned to me. You know, being a single mom is difficult in today's world. Mm-hmm. So being able to meet all those challenges and be resilient, right? Gosh, things hit you all the time, you know, whether it's money or a new job or something your child's doing or something happened at school or somebody got injured. There's a lot of things that happen. How did you deal with all that? How do you suggest others deal with that?
Well, you know, it was one of those things where I just had to, there was nothing else I could do. My mom died right before I gave birth. And so I had $1,000 in my pocket when I came back to the States and gave birth and had to go apply for welfare. And so when you have nothing else and all you have is this human being that you're in charge of, nothing else matters but making sure that they have the best life they can have. And for me, as a first generation immigrant, we moved here for our education. And so education to me was my only priority. Mm-hmm. I was going to do anything and everything to get him to that point. And, you know, at times it was really, really tough, but that was my guiding light. He was my North Star. He was just, he's everything that I was doing everything for him.
Yeah. And what country are you from, by the way?
The Philippines.
Philippines. Okay. All right. Wow. Okay. Again, it's not necessarily easy to be a mom, but there's a mindset that you must have had. So your purpose was him, but what's the mindset that you held to overcome these challenges? What did you have to keep thinking?
I had to keep living in gratitude despite what was happening to me. Mm-hmm. And also the mindset of knowing that everything that's happening at this moment is temporary. But until we shift and until we think about what's a better life that I could lead, I don't want to be feeling this or living like this forever. Mm-hmm. And so what does that better life look like? And so in the depths of my, you know, sitting in the bedroom where my mom died breastfeeding, just no money, no job, no nothing, thinking, I don't want to be like this forever. Yeah. So what am I going to do to be able to get there? And, you know, you just have to have that inner voice and you have to trust your intuition and you have to trust yourself. Mm-hmm. That it's not going to work out exactly as you hoped, but you got to put one foot in front of the other. Otherwise, what's going to happen to your kid? You know, never mind me, but my kid. I was like, well, I'm here. And, you know, his father is non-existent. I got a text message from him at 5 months pregnant. So I had nobody, there was no backup. I had no backup, nothing. Nobody to borrow money from, nobody. So it was just me. So
did
that
you,
is.
Are you a spiritual woman? Did you connect to your faith or how'd you get this? This is amazing to me how you got through this.
Well, I was born Catholic. And so as a, you know, Philippines are mostly Catholic and it was kind of instilled and ingrained to the point where I have three other sisters. They have just not, they're not spiritual, but I had to take a different path. And I was always interested in, you know, the other more woo things according to Catholics are sinful, but I always had a deeper faith and trust that everything was going to work out. But I had to play a role in it. But I had to decide what was that life, or what was that, you know, how did I want to change things and how did I want to feel?
Yeah. Yeah. That's really good. And, you know, it's interesting because I get a lot of people of faith on my shows, and there's always a thread that, that faith in something greater than yourself. Because a lot of times we face these unknowns and we don't know what's on the other side. So there's a place of, you know, there's self-confidence. That's great to develop that. But sometimes even self-confidence fails us, right? But there's got to be something greater than that to move us to the next level. That's been my experience. So
That's my experience too. And it's, you have to have something greater than yourself to be able to get through it.
And, you know, there's sometimes, you know, when we pivot, right, we get these little voices, our intuition speaking to us, you know, and it's, you know, it's not necessarily like in the Ten Commandments where God spoke to Charlton Heston. It's just his little voice. It says, hey, it's time to write a book. Did you hear that voice? Was that boy? Did that voice come?
I heard it for a long, long time. You know, and it's one of those things where you keep hearing it, you keep hearing it, and finally, when it clicks, you say, "Okay, universe, show me how to do this." Yeah. And sure enough, I had a friend who worked at the company and said, you know, you need to join this program. There's this program at Georgetown University, and this professor helps you write a book. And da-da. And I was like, oh, God. But so, you know, things show up at the right time and at the right place. And also when you're ready to receive them. And so it can keep knocking on your door until you're finally ready and you pay attention. You're like, oh, okay, let me do this now.
Yeah. And, you know, that's what this show is a lot about. It's about, you know, moving from being ready into commitment, because what I know is with commitment, providence moves. The people, places, and things that need to help you with that commitment move in. And, you know, I love what you said that you didn't know how, because most of us don't know how. Like, how am I going to write a book? I've never written a book. How do I start a business? I've never started a business. I don't think we should ever be asking necessarily ourselves on a consistent basis how. It's more of what are the steps we need to take today. And it's like, what do I need to do today? Right. Yeah.
Right. And it's just consistency and just really knowing the how will take care of itself. Yeah. You know, when you visualize, like I envisioned, you know, I just want to be able to pay my bills. Yeah. I just want to be able to send my kid to school. So I was very deliberate about my goals and the things that I wanted to pursue without knowing how.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, you bring up another principle. I think it's really interesting. You know, a lot of people set big goals like, oh, I want to make $1 million, or I want to buy this house, or I want to do this or do that. Right. Your goals are more aligned with where I am today. And that is manifesting what I need when I need it. Okay. It's like, you know, and everything is provided. I mean, you know, from my world, you know, God provides everything every creature needs to survive on this planet. So therefore, why wouldn't my creator provide me with what I need? Right. And he does every day. So it's not so much, you know, and I do set intention a lot, but, you know, and I teach about goals a lot, but, you know, people, let me tell you a story. I interviewed a lady by the name of Louise Hay once. Louise Hay, in her 70s, started Hay House Publishing, which turned out to be, you know, that company does, I don't know how many hundreds of millions of dollars today.
Yeah.
She's passed. But when I interviewed her, I asked Louise, I said, Louise, tell me about goal setting. And she kind of looked at me cross-eyed, like, what? Goal setting? I said, well, tell me how you set goals. She says, I've never set a goal in my life. I said, really? She says, yeah, all I do is I intend. I have intention around it. And then I ask, like you did, you ask, well, what do I need to do next? And then she said, I take action. Isn't that interesting? So simple.
Yeah. So simple. But you have to also let it go and allow it to to happen for you if it's meant to happen, right? So I learned through the years to change the way I prayed, because growing up as a Catholic, it was like you pray in desperation, you ask for these things, you pray and you pray and you pray. My prayers became, Lord, just help me with whatever you think is best for me. You know what my intentions are, and you know how I don't want to be in this particular situation anymore, so you're going to help me. And knowing it and trusting it and knowing him and trusting that he's going to provide is all that, you know, is really.
Well, it comes down to that trust piece, and I love that. And I know we're getting a little off the book, but I think this is important for my audience to get to know you. You know, it's what I say today is just, thy will be done. That's it. That's my prayer. Mm-hmm. Thy will be done. I see somebody what needs health or something. I said, God, thy will be done. Why do I say it? Because I know that my creator is filled with power and love and joy and happiness and wants the highest and best for all of us. Mm-hmm. I want that will to be done, not necessarily my will to be done or what
I think. And even when you get a setback, right? In January, I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Yeah.
And so you're wondering, I had genetic testing. I didn't have a single gene. Why would I get breast cancer?
Right.
So you just, but you think in my, you know, I said, you know what? This is a gift, because now everybody knows, the doctors, everybody knows what's inside my body.
Right.
And so now we can then be proactive about it. But if I sat there and said, oh, poor me, oh my God, I have cancer, and you know, all these things.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So the gratitude piece for me is really what's anchored me and really helped, was helped me through my hardest times. Yeah. I saw a thing today, and this guy says, you know, we all need vitamin G.
Yeah.
He's like, do we need vitamin G?
Vitamin G, I love that. Yeah.
Vitamin G. And so vitamin G is vitamin, you know, gratitude. And it's like that. Yeah. And I talk about that in my book a lot, and how gratitude has really helped me with every single moment, especially the hardest, because when you're sitting and you're spinning and you don't know how you're going to pay the next bill, you don't know what to do next, right? I would sit there and force myself to write five things I was grateful for. And then instantly my mindset would change.
Instantly.
And then the creativity seeps in, then the imagination seeps in, then you're able to say, you know what, maybe I can do this, or maybe this would help, or maybe I can reach out to this person.
Yeah. And, you know, you're only one phone call away from your whole life shifting at any point in time, you know, and that, you know, when I had no money.
And then instantly my mindset would change.
Instantly.
And then the creativity seeps in, then the imagination seeps in, then you're able to say, you know what, maybe I can do this, or maybe this would help, or maybe I can reach out to this person.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, you're only one phone call away from your whole life shifting at any point in time, you know, and that, you know, when I had no money,
and then instantly my mindset would change.
Instantly.
And then the creativity.
Back. I'd like to find out, first of all, why you coined the word pivotry. And I want to explore a little bit more about what the benefits are for my audience when they read your book. So we'll be right back.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Imagine, this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call, so please call right now.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
We have enough information, just Google it or AI it. What the world needs today is courage and wisdom. The courageous ones have moved us forward. These are the fearless, the ones with determination, the resilient ones. They have grit and rise to meet the challenges and opportunities. They encourage, empower, and enlighten us to all glow up, shift our thinking, and step into our greatness. Yes, these are the ones who have led the way. Now, listen to the courageous ones of today and step into your courage.
From my heart to yours, I'd like to thank all of you for watching the Voices of Courage show today. And my message for you is to keep striving and looking forward, to see the unseeable, to know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and welcome to the Voices of Courage show. Today, we're going to be talking about the courage to pivot. What does that mean? Well, have you ever had to change course? Have you ever had to redirect what you're doing? Of course you have. We all have. And pivoting is really important. You know, sometimes things happen in life, and whether it be a loss of a loved one, loss of a job, loss of something that you have no control over. Okay. And for you to be able to be resilient, powerful, ready to take the next level of understanding or success on, we have to be able to pivot in a way that makes sense. Then it makes sense to you. So my guest today that I have on today, we're going to be talking about that. She has a book out, and we're going to be talking about her book. And we're going to be talking about how you can, no matter what's coming at you, right? You know, whether it's somebody telling you something that you don't like, how fast can you pivot? How fast can you stay in your power and move over to the next level? You know, it's part of it is emotional intelligence, being able to not take on things that aren't your own, right? But there's a lot more to pivoting than that. Pivoting is really a skill set that we develop so that we can remain powerful no matter what's happening in our world. All right, we're going to be talking about this, taking a deep dive in it. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to take a break, and then we'll come right back.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at CourageToChange.us, that's CourageToChange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Thank you for joining us on the Voices of Courage. You know, this show grows because of you, my audience, right? So we hope that if you're enjoying this show, you'll pass this on to your family, your friends, and go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Just Google Voices of Courage. We'll come right up for you, and you can subscribe there on YouTube and pass us on. Thank you so much. All right, my guest here today has written an amazing book. It's called Pivotry, and it's really all about you being able to stand into your power and make the changes that you need so that you can pivot in any situation. She's got a fabulous story. I love your story, Trish. Why'd you name it Pivotry, the book?
It was during COVID where pivot was like the word.
Yeah.
Right? And I was thinking, what do I call this thing? And so then my initials happened to be try. So then I added try in the end of pivot, and here we are, Pivotry. And then I was like, oh, anything that ends, you know, poetry, anything ends with a try is like the art of, right? So then it became the art of shifting. And so that's been the story of my life. I've had to shift over and over again. And, you know, so I think that was, it came maybe from a high place. I don't know.
I love that. That's beautiful. You know, in the book, there's a lot of stories of women in the book and how they overcame the greatest obstacles or challenges that they have. Maybe can you tell us one story, highlight that story for us, to give us an example of what's in the book?
Well, I think I'll highlight. So I have one story where this, well, I'll do my sister's story. So my sister writes a story, and she, you know, ever since she was little, she always suffered from depression. And we worked together here in DC at one point, and she tried to commit suicide. And so she had to pivot. Then she went to art school. Then she moved to New York. But in New York, in fashion, things are hard, right? So she couldn't keep a job. Just couldn't keep a job. Laid off, fired. Finally, she gets to a point where she's like, you know what? And she was at the depths of her depression. I mean, to the point where we were really nervous and really scared. So I had to call her every day. And so what she did, and I said, honey, you need to just, I need you to just write down what it is that you want, how you want to live, how you want to feel, what job would be ideal for you, maybe where you want to be living. I want you to write all of this down because this is illogical right now. It's an illogical part of your current reality, but just trust that this will get you somewhere. Okay. So I want you to just write it in full detail, but I want you to write it in the present tense. And she said, what? Why would I do that? And so this part is not in the book. So she did. Next thing you know, she gets a job in Amsterdam.
Wow.
So she gets a job in Amsterdam, has to uproot herself, moves herself across the country, lives there. It's COVID. COVID hits. And so she is then now stuck in Amsterdam by herself, gets COVID 3 times.
Oh.
And I said, okay, so, and then we talk every day. And I said, so what? She said, I can't live here. I said, okay, we'll do the same exercise you just did. You did to get this job. And I said, where do you want to go next? She said, well, I said, write down the things that are non-negotiables. What are the things that you need? So she did. So her old boss, who she loved, who just let her go because of budget cuts, called her back. And so she got her job back. Same company, higher position, higher pay, lives now in Hell's Kitchen, 5 minutes from her very first apartment in New York when she first started 15 years ago. And so that, like, you know, for me, that was just like, and she's just such a gentle soul. And for her to fight through the depression and to be able to say, you know what, I deserve this. I deserve to have a good life. And so, but she articulated it to the world and then she got it.
Yeah, she articulated it to the universe, to God, to the world, you know, and she got it. You know, a lot of people don't do the work, and that's the challenge. You know, they do it in their mind, but they don't necessarily write it out on paper. And get really clear with themselves, you know. And I love what you said about non-negotiables. It's something I've been working the last 30 years as a coach. I ask people about non-negotiables. I always ask them too, what are you willing to give or give up to acquire that? Because I think service is to ourselves and others is a real key to manifesting whatever we want. I love that story though. Thank you. You know, there are a lot of women facing challenges right now today. What's your advice for a woman that's sitting there, single mom, you know, maybe, and, you know, she's facing difficult circumstances, maybe lack of money, lack of support. What's your advice to her?
The first thing I would do is just commit to living in gratitude every single day. Mm-hmm. I read an article where if you just focus on gratitude for 2 minutes a day, mm-hmm. they did a study on 85-year-old really grumpy men. And they said, let's focus on gratitude. And it changed them neurologically. And so if you're sitting there and you have no idea what to do next, you don't know how you're going to put food on the table. I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been there. I've been at the grocery store cashier where I had to return food. My son had only one pair of shoes. Right. I was driving a car that had a screwdriver in the vent so that the air would come out. I don't know, but you know, you just have to then go to where, how do you want to be living? But for me, more importantly, is how do you want to feel? And how do you want to be that example for your children? Because as a single mom, my motivation was not me, it was my son. And I have to be the example and I have to be the strength. And I have in this hard time, I need to show him that I'm able to make our lives better. And so now at 23 years old, he has the work ethic. He understands hard work. He understands hardship. He understands that discipline is part of your daily life. He watched me work my butt off his whole life, you know?
Yeah. All right, I got to take another quick break. When we come back, I'd like to give my audience the principles, more of the principles of the art of shifting. Okay, we'll be right back.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want. Just return it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
Have enough information, just Google it or AI it. What the world needs today is courage and wisdom. The courageous ones have moved us forward. These are the fearless, the ones with determination, the resilient ones. They have grit and rise to meet the challenges and opportunities. They encourage, empower, and enlighten us to all glow up, shift our thinking, and step into our greatness. Yes, these are the ones who have led the way. Now, listen to the courageous ones of today and step into your courage.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster, and I am talking with Trish Yan about the book called Pivotry, got it right. Okay. By the way, Pivotry, you can get at Amazon. You can also go over to Trish's site, which is tryadvisors.com, TryAdvisors.com for my listening audience, tryadvisors.com, to be able to see all about what she does, how she supports single moms, and about some of her programs that she has over there. So please check her out. All right, the principles. You know, I want to bottom line it. Like, what is the principles of shifting? Okay, when we shift, what are those principles that we need to know? You said gratitude. We got gratitude. We got to be in gratitude, mm-hmm. right?
And then after that, you have to be open to receiving. Mm. And that I had to took a long time to learn. Why? Because as a first generation immigrant, as a single mom, the mentality was give, give, give. Oh, nobody needs to help me. I'm not, you know, so I created this survival mode shell around me that said, you know what, I can do all of this myself. I don't need help. As soon as a coach of mine pointed it out, she said, you know what, Trish, nothing is really going to happen to you until you are open to receiving. And so when you are open to receiving, you're able to receive and then give it back to somebody else. And then you create that cycle.
Trish, what does it mean to open to receive? Some people go, well, I'm open to receive everything, but nothing's showing up different. What did you have to shift to be able to open to receive?
I had to recognize that I was deserving. So it's not really just open to receiving. It boils down to your self-worth and to your deserving. Mm. So for a lot of us, we don't think, oh, I'm fine with enough. I'm okay with that. No, there's so much abundance in the world and so many people have so much extra. You should think that you deserve a little bit of that. But the deserving piece really played with me for a long, long time. Because that was similar to my lack of self-worth, because I didn't think I, you know, was worthy of anything. Well, here I am, I'm just trying to make ends meet here.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because I think there's a shift that people go from survival to thrival, from surviving to thriving. And in survival, my understanding is that consciousness is universal. It's not individual. And what we do is we're like, the mind is like a tuning fork, right? We tune into those thoughts that are at whatever level we are. So if we're in a survival mode and, mm-hmm. you know, we feel like we don't deserve it, we feel like, you know, there's certain thoughts that have gone around, that go along with being in that particular place. And it's not good or bad being in survival or not. I've been there, you know, it's taught me a ton of lessons and how to get in and out of it, right? How to stay out of it. But the point is that when you are in that place that you're saying, I'm ready to go to the next level, what Trish just said is really important. You've got to shift your mindset. In her went, I deserve a better life. I deserve to be happy. I deserve to be joyful. I deserve to be a good mom, you know? And I think there's that shift. I want to ask you another question around the giving part of that, right? Because you said you were giving, right? And I think there's a part where sometimes we feel guilty that if we don't give to so-and-so, something bad's going to happen to them, or we're their only life support, or, you know, as opposed to knowing that, you know, it's time to let go and move on. Did you experience that at all?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And there's, you know, it's, you watch this all the time and people are giving, but what happens is they end up enabling. So say you have, you know, a son that's an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. So you are coddling, you're helping, you're saving, you're always saving, you're always saving. So you're giving. But what you're not doing is you're not really helping them. You're not really giving them the tools. Right. So there's a point where we as people need to create our own boundaries and figure out, okay, enough. I'm not giving anymore because it's no longer serving them and it's definitely not serving me. Mm-hmm. Right. So this is where also the boundaries come in. And so I've had to learn all of these things.
Yeah. And this is all in the book, I take it. This is what you wrote about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think women more than men, but men, some men. Do have an issue with boundaries and in how to put healthy boundaries up. Boundaries that actually, you know, when you have a healthy boundary, by the way, it works for everybody. Okay. Yeah. Works for you, your child, the community, everybody. Unhealthy boundaries, a lot of times only work for one person. This is the way it is. This is what I'm doing. Right. Mm-hmm. So I want to take a little deeper dive into that again, but I got to take a quick break again. So we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
We have enough information. Just Google it or AI it. What the world needs today is courage and wisdom. The courageous ones have moved us forward. These are the fearless, the ones with determination, the resilient ones. They have grit and rise to meet the challenges and opportunities. They encourage, empower, and enlighten us to all glow up, shift our thinking, and step into our greatness. Yes, these are the ones who have led the way. Now, listen to the courageous ones of today and step into your courage.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and I'm speaking with Trish Yan about how to pivot. Right now, we are talking a little bit about boundaries. Trish, give me a definition of what it really means to set a boundary from your point of view, and then maybe a story that's either in the book or that you've gone through to help people understand how to set boundaries here.
Well, I think I just, when I think of boundaries, I just think of like a, not a wall per se, but you know, it's like you're kind of protecting, as my son always says, mom, protect your peace. Mm-hmm. And so I love that phrase of protecting your peace. And so I think of boundaries as protecting my peace. And so if, let's think of a story. There's so many, but...
Well, yeah, I didn't mean to put you on the spot there, but I love where you went right there about protecting your peace. A lot of people don't feel inner peace in today's society. They feel stressed out, worn out, and overwhelmed. So there's a part of us that needs to be able to tune into that inner peace. And let's talk in your book, you talk about old storylines.
Yes.
Old storylines. Let's talk a little bit about that and how it relates to what I just shared about.
So, yeah. So let's take the biggest storyline for me was single mom, survival mode. I can do everything myself. Right. So, and I just got married a year ago. Yeah. So that was a total shift of like, oh no, I'm no longer a single mom. And now I'm married and I don't have to be in survival mode anymore. But those old storylines are there with you for a long, long time until you realize that they are no longer serving you. So we get into these habits or have these things that we think about that have been going on for generations or for centuries that we don't necessarily know where they came from. Right. So like an old storyline for me was, oh, no, I can do it myself. I don't need help. I'll just do it. I'll be so stressed. I'll try and patch up things together to get enough money to pay tuition. I'm not going to ask for help. But I had to remove that storyline and allow people to help and be open to receiving so that the whatever situation I was in was fixed or was changed. Right. But if I didn't allow, and I also talk about this in the book, that I needed my village around me. I needed people to help. You know, we can't do this ourselves. And so especially as single moms and or single parents, it's important to have somewhat of a village to be able to say, you know what? I need help. Can you please help me? Because I can't do this myself. And so the storyline for me was trying to be this tough, you know, girl that could do it all on her own. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. No, I get it. All right. Listen, I'm pretty much out of time, but I had one last question I wanted to ask you because I think it's important for my audience. And that is, what do you hope my audience will walk away with when they read Pivot Tree, The Art of Shifting, Pivot Tree, P-I-V-O-T-R-Y. Pivot Tree, you can get it on Amazon. What do you hope they'll walk away with?
Well, I hope they can, you know, they can envision a better life for themselves and take steps to start getting there. To know that I came from nothing and then was able to build this life is I wouldn't even have thought of it. Right. But so there are, so in the back of the book, there's questions and it's a workbook. So I would, you know, that's kind of like, that helps you get to the place, which is quite illogical right now because it's far from your reality, but to get to that point of thinking, you know what, these are the things that I want in my life and I deserve them and my children deserve them and my family deserves them and all these people. But allow yourself to go there, allow yourself to dream big. The dreaming big is key.
Well, I get your heart, and thank you so much for being here on the Voices of Courage show. I really appreciate it, and hope you come back again someday.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Take care. From my heart to yours, I'd like to thank all of you for watching the Voices of Courage show today. And my message is for you is to keep striving and looking forward to see the unseeable, to know the unknowable, and do the impossible.